Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning,
More
peeps. This is One in a Million.
One, two, three.
And we are here at the break.
We're live in the office.
We are at the office. The reason why it's called the break is simple. We are at work. We take lunch at 12 o'clock. 12:25, we're done eating. Rest for like five more minutes.
About 5 more minutes.
12:30, we are live.
Yep. And this is pretty much the only time we have to even make a podcast. So,
well, we just thought about it right now.
Yeah. This is the first one that we've ever made.
If we ever make it big, you guys, it is August 13, 2018.
Yeah.
At 12:27, the first podcast, The Break.
The Break?
The Break.
That's going to be the name?
I don't know.
I actually like that.
Right?
The Break.
We're in a break right now, and we are at work. So it's not like they can say that we're on the clock.
Yeah.
Because technically we're not.
Yeah, that's true. So The Break, the podcast. Well, how are we gonna call it? Like,
the break
podcast.
Not even. Yeah. It's a podcast already, so just The Break.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds
makes sense.
Dope. The Break. Well, one,
so
one,
we're
two,
just,
three. Just
so we're just
you know,
chilling here, sitting down.
One, two, three.
Resting.
So say something about you.
Something about me. Well. My name is...
Why 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3? Man.
One. J-U-A-N.
That goes back. That goes back all the way to like second grade.
Nice.
Yeah. People used to... You know, my name sounds like the number one.
Our name sounds
like
our
name.
One.
Our name sounds like the number one. So I remember people would just be like, hey, one, two, three.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That sounds catchy.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. Some people would make fun of me sometimes for that, but
I guess that you had other friends named Juan, huh? Like right now,
we work
together and it's two of us with the same first name.
Yeah.
So we work in a school.
Yeah.
You know.
We're cleaners.
And you don't want people to call Juan, and we both gonna look. That looks kind of weird.
And it's happened before.
All the time.
Yeah.
It happens every day. So
every time Bob calls you, I look back and I say, hey, what happened, Bob?
Yeah.
He goes, no, not you. Another one.
It's confusing. So it is cool. Now everybody knows.
Yeah.
If you're going to call Juan, they got to call you 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Me, they call me one in a million.
Yeah.
But instead of one... It's one in a million. And this is going back in high school. My English teacher, it happens to be that I used to live in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
So my accent is pretty thick. So I used to come here when I was little, like 2 or 3. I was born in DR, I came here when I was little. But I would come here like just to vacation pretty much.
What part of DR were you?
Santiago.
Saludos.
That's considered
like
the second capital.
The second capital
of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
It's like in the center of the Dominican Republic.
And they say it's the nicer place.
Listen, every place, every country, every state, every city has a good, bad. So to me, it's not that it's the nicest place.
Every country has their bad.
I'm from there,
spots.
So I know that there's good and there's bad, right?
Yeah.
Like every place on earth.
Yeah.
So back to the one in a million. So when I came here, like you know, I couldn't speak properly. Like you know, I had a thick accent, as you can still hear that.
Broken
sometimes.
English.
A broken English, like you know. Competing with all these, you know, gringitos, you
like
know?
Most people that come
from other
places. Countries.
And so I was a little shy in school, and my teacher, my English teacher, in order for her to break me out of it, she made me sit in front, and like, you know, as time passed by, she saw that I was, like, you know, getting better and better and better. And yeah. I let go of my fear. And she gave me that nickname, One in a Million.
One in a Million.
Yeah. And it stuck to me, like, you know.
Would it only be the teacher or was certain
students? So like, my closest friend, right? Yeah. They still call me One. They call me their own names. Like, they gave me their own names. Mm-hmm. We gave each other names, but, like, based on that, yeah, if you say One in a Million, they would tell you the story. Like, they know, and they use it sometimes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That is, like...
It kept going. Like, it stuck to me.
That's your nickname. Like,
yeah, it's so like a here, nickname, basically. I work here, like, you know.
It's legit.
That's what they call me. Mm-hmm. Now that you're here, mm-hmm. they call me that. So it's like we got stuck in the same place with the same name.
So yeah,
man, this is something different. Yeah. We thought about this about 10 minutes ago. No, 20 minutes ago.
We've spoken about it, like...
Previously.
Boy, what would I say? Like a month or two?
A few weeks. And then... You know,
it was in the air. We were curious.
We were asking each other how to start this.
Yeah, because...
You say you had an app in your phone.
Yeah.
We are
the Anchor app.
Loyal and big fan of Joe Rogan.
Oh yeah. Like, I love Joe Rogan.
Man. Yeah, we are very podcast, every day we talk about his podcast and, like, you know, how motivated, you know.
That's mostly the reason why starting a podcast was even like
It never crossed my mind until, like, and it's funny how we work in the same place. We have our first name.
Yeah.
And then we fucking follow the same guy, Joe Rogan. Yeah. Like, we are a fan of Joe Rogan.
It's pretty crazy.
So it's crazy that, like, how instead of talking about sport, which I'm a big fan of sport.
Yeah.
With you, I feel that I could talk about that particular subject. Like, you know.
And not everybody knows about that. I could go for days. Just talking about
you know a
anything
lot about
that has to do with Joe Rogan,
UFC.
You know, UFC, I'm a big fan of that.
All the supplements and, like, you know, working out and everything. Yeah. So Joe Rogan, if you ever want to have, like, you know, fans in your show, 1, 2, 3, and One in a Million, we're here.
We'll be there. Man, this is
cool. So this is. Just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You had the app.
Yeah.
Happens to be that we are break. Our supervisor is sleeping next to us.
Literally right next to us sleeping.
He's a big talker too, so he should be good.
He's good with the ladies too.
Yeah, he has a lot to say.
Yeah.
So, one thing that I just thought about it right now. We're not gonna say our names. You probably won't see videos of us.
For a while. Yeah.
But based on
starting this, we still don't even know. Like, we haven't found our
direction.
Our direction.
We don't even know what we're gonna do after we hit stop.
I know.
It's recording. Check if it's recording.
It's already been 8 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay. So we have no idea what's gonna happen.
Yeah. We're looking.
We just press play. Talking right now, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, man, this is awesome.
So Juan, what are you into?
Me, man.
I see that you like reggaeton.
I like. Oh yeah, I like music.
You like trap.
I like trap music, man. Bad Bunny. I listen to that a lot. Anuel AA. Yeah, I'm Spanish people. Just to let y'all know, I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican. I love trap music, love hip hop, Spanish music. I'll listen to pretty much anything if it sounds good.
It's funny. Yeah. I listen to everything too.
I like rock, metal.
I'm a big fan of rock. I'm a big dancer. I grew up in Spanish music. I could go from salsa, bachata, everything pretty much. But then I always had that thing growing up, like, you know, since I was a little kid, like, you know, the drum and the guitar and, like, you know, making those noises.
Yeah.
And then I admire what hip-hop is, too, like, you know, like, the dances and, like, you know, how it goes from one generation to the other and how it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish music, like, you know, reggaeton and then trap and all that, the same thing. So here, when we're doing our job, like, when we're cleaning, especially in the summer cleaning, that there's no people in school,
yeah,
we go from the Temptation, which, you know, our supervisor likes, to, like, you know, Anuel AA, to, like, you know, to Disturb and everything.
We hit every genre of music you could possibly think of.
Let it play.
We like music.
You know? Yeah.
If we feel something while we're listening to it, then we'll let it play.
And the funny thing about our job is also that we talk about everything.
Anything you could possibly.
Everything. Like,
everything from fighting.
Right. Like
real
everything,
life.
Everything.
Situations.
Everything.
The past.
Everything. Like, you know. We are,
you know, the future.
Our ages is different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, from, like, you know, the coworkers. So, like, everybody brings something to the table. Everybody gives each other advice one
right.
way or the other.
Right.
The young one can give the old one. The old one can give the middle one. The middle one, it doesn't matter. We just go A to Z pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is cool. If you hear a noise, that's an AC. You know,
yeah,
that's
probably gonna come up on the podcast. That's gonna come up on the recording.
Listen, that's what makes this original.
That's a
right
unique. That's a unique little thing that we're gonna give you guys. The nice background sound of air conditioning.
This is when you know this was starting. There's no microphone. We literally have a phone.
Yeah.
Recording
I'm
our
literally
voice.
Holding it up right now.
We are, like, sitting next to each other in two chairs, you know. One of those that you use at the break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that name, the break.
The break. I like it too. That's
right?
A good one.
That's a good
the
one.
The break.
With one in a million and 1, 2, 3.
That
the
means
break.
The break. But now that means that since it's called the break, it can only be done here in the office.
In the office.
When we have a break.
When we have a break.
Yeah.
Well, for now. Because
for now,
know,
yeah, we
yeah.
could. We could.
We could be, it could still call the break.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say.
Oh, yeah, let's say.
In the future.
In the future, let's say.
When we, like, you know, let's say you have different job, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, let's say I'm a family man,
yeah.
right? You're soon to be a family man. So, like,
yeah.
let's say if you have to do your own thing. It still could call the break the fact that we have to meet up.
Yep.
From doing what we gotta do.
Yeah, that's so
Yo,
true.
Bro, that's original. The break.
The break. Man, I hope it's not taken. I hope I don't find another podcast
it
called
we will
The
call
Break.
It, we will call it.
We might have to, like,
change the
add
letters.
A little thing. The break something.
The break,
or something
yeah.
break.
Break.
But, yeah, hopefully that one is original.
So this is not a podcast based on anything. Like, this is not something, today we're going to talk about
we
this.
Might
we might
hit certain topics.
Especially people requesting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, guys, what is your
take? So we will definitely appreciate feedback.
We're not politicians.
Help us
we're not,
out.
We're not scientists. We're nothing.
Yeah.
We're just two regular dudes, two regular guys in the middle of Harlem.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't
discriminate.
We give our own opinions.
Right. We don't discriminate.
Towards certain things.
We don't interview.
Things,
we don't we
you know?
Talk.
Yeah.
Talk.
Just straight talking.
The break is cool because it's just, you know, an everyday thing. Normal people are doing normal things.
This is something that everyone does, but the only thing that's different is that it's not recorded.
Right.
So.
And
we talk
we
all
do.
The time.
Yeah,
we talk all the time.
That's what we do all the time, yeah.
yeah.
That's what we do all the time. Like, you know, after a break, this is beautiful. We sit here, we eat. After we eat, we just talk. While we eat and we just talk.
About
if we're
anything,
working together,
anything.
If we're painting, we're cleaning, we talk. That's what we do. And we talk about everything, anything. Nothing bad, nothing, like, you know, we're pretty positive when it comes to, like, you know, talking. Like, our conversations are very interesting. Our
Sometimes
points of views
we even give advice.
Different.
Sometimes we give advice,
advice
and
always
and I always appreciate some advice,
I grew up with, like, you know, old folks around me and, like, you know, older people, and they always gave me good advice, and I always appreciate good advice. Even a young guy could give me an advice, and if I need that advice, if I would like that advice, hey, why not?
And I can tell you, I've gotten a lot of good advice from you, and I appreciate that. And I always keep that in my head, certain things that you tell me, and I always appreciate it.
It's simple. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just need a good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes we just need, like, you know, a smile. That's it. And that makes your day, and that gives you that energy, like, hey, you know what? Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
When I go to the gym, like, you know, I like going to the gym really early in the morning, because I feel that energy, like, you know, when you walk into the gym, it's one thing for you to get up from bed, which is hard, right? Mm-hmm. Especially for somebody starting.
Yeah.
Or even for some people, they're just not morning people. When you wake up...
Always in the beginning, it's going to be tough.
Right.
So for a while.
For a while, yeah. But you get used to it. And once you get used to it, you look forward for that.
Yeah.
You always want that. Like you like running.
Man.
Right?
Hell
so,
yeah.
So you know that the day that you're going to have a run, the next day you feel like...
It's like an itch. It's literally an itch that you get. Where you just... That's all you're thinking about.
So when I go to the gym in the morning, like, you know, I wake up.
Yeah.
Go to my car. Go to my gym. Get inside the gym. Yo, and people always telling me good morning. And it's like, I know who's going to be there. And I know who's going to say good morning.
Yeah.
And even if somebody doesn't say good morning to me, like, you know, not pass by. And we, like, you know, good morning. And just and go about your day.
That makes anybody's day, too.
Course, bro.
You know,
sometimes you know how many times you just wanted it to get, like, yo.
Some people want to just be.
How's your day going?
Yeah,
you know, that's it.
Like, recognize.
I don't like when you work with people, right? And you know that I don't like it. Just that it's wow, why not? Like, you know, why gotta be like that? But like, when you work with somebody and you work in that place, or you seen that same person every single morning or every day for so long. And never a good morning. Right? Like, don't you feel like... And you in the same building.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, actually. Because you're going to continue seeing that person. It gives off, like, a weird vibe.
Right. Like, you know. Yeah. Like, and then what happens if you have to have a conversation?
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Wow, we never said good morning. I feel like your relationship... A good morning... And it's not a forced good morning. It's a natural, hey, good morning.
Yeah, you know, it's like a second nature. Like,
you know,
that's what you say.
You know what my
wife... when you see a person in the morning.
About
that
me?
Should be the first thing.
You know what my wife noticed about me?
What?
She told me that when I say good morning, I don't notice, but I think it's true, that I don't just say good morning. I say, hey, good morning, morning, two times.
Twice.
So, like, you know, try to check that out if I do that. She tells me, not even good morning, but, like, whenever I'm saying, like, you know, hey, how you doing?
Why could that be?
I always say it twice, like, back to back. Like, hey, good morning.
Could it be because you want them to say it, so you repeat it?
I don't know.
You want them to repeat it as fast as you, like, hey, good morning.
Nah, I have no idea. Jay, it just happened. Like, I don't recall that. But she tells me I do that. And
that's interesting.
Yeah. So in the morning, check that out. Like, if I be like, hey, good morning. Or like, I think she says that if they tell me good morning, or if they tell me, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, good. Like, I always say it two times.
Could that,
like,
be
that,
like,
could be my response or my good morning to you. Have you noticed that?
I haven't. I haven't focused on that.
Check.
I
that's
just,
weird.
Now I'm going to focus on that.
Look what the podcast is. I'm just telling you something new. Like,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I have no idea, but let's see.
Man,
that's true.
This podcast is helping me, like, know you a bit more.
Don't make it weird.
Okay? All right. I won't make
Who knows?
It might.
Now.
Who knows? It might be like it might be some OCD thing where you gotta say it twice, or it'll drive you crazy. Like you see how some people they like to turn on the light and then turn it off and turn it on again.
My wife, she has that problem that when we leave the house, so I tell her, okay, if I'm turning off the light, check the stove.
The stove.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Or if I'm doing the stove,
make sure
check the light, right? We do that, right?
Yeah.
Every time we leave in the house, every day. But she always forgets if she did. And I can see her doing it. She goes, check the stove. Okay, she's good. By the time I'm locking the door,
yeah.
She, babe, did I check the stove? So it's like I still got to double check for her.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So wait, who started this?
No, it was a natural thing. Like
it was natural.
So one time she left the stove on and we left and went to the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Thanks God that it was like low.
Yeah.
When we got back, I knew right from the back that something was like, you know, what the heck is that? It smells weird.
Like gas?
No, it didn't smell like gas because it was on, right? Mm-hmm. It was low on. But when you have something on for too long, you feel the heat. Remember, in the apartment, you feel the heat in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's true.
So when I walked in, I knew automatically something was wrong. And when I checked, the stove was on, and that's how everything started. Every day after that, I know. And now she has that thing that she needs to know. She got to make sure. She had made me go on upstairs after we downstairs in the car. Going back upstairs and check that the stove is off. Crazy,
that's
bro.
Dangerous
so
too.
But that's good in the sense that at least, like, you know, we're aware.
Yeah. And I'll have to admit, I've left the stove on in my house a few times. And I might come back, like, hours later, and it's on. And it's like my heart just stops because I could have burned down the apartment and my parents would have killed me. Yeah. So I kind of do the same thing.
Before I
leave, I always check the stove because the kitchen is right next to the exit door.
Right.
So I was just, okay, it's off.
But you don't go and like touch, make sure.
No, I just look to see if anything's on. Yeah, but I should do that now. Now that you said that.
Like, we literally go and touch it. Because
if it's slightly turned,
it's gas escaping.
Gas is escaping, even if it's not on. Yeah.
But I think that we all have something.
Now that I think about it, I always have to straighten things in my room.
Yeah,
like the mouse, pencils,
it gotta be
the keyboard, everything has to be aligned.
You know when
if anything's like
room.
If anything's crooked,
you know, right?
I know it.
My sister, when growing up in my house, not trying to put my sister on blast here, but I was always the one that did my bed.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest, and my mom always make sure that my bed was done before I leave the school, or whatever. And then my room was always neat. Mm-hmm. However, my sister's room was a disaster.
I think you and me are like the same. My sister's room is disgusting.
Weird. So
I'm about to take a picture and show you, just so you know.
No, but like that was growing up. Now.
No, it's still the same.
No, I had to put it on. Like I had to put it on check. But going back to what you were saying, I knew when somebody entered my room. I always knew, and I would go up to my mom and tell her like, "Who was in my room? Who was in my room?" Because I knew when somebody touched something. I didn't leave nothing like that. It could be, let's say, like, you know, it didn't have to be me, but I just knew that somebody went inside my room.
Yeah, I'm the same, man. But sometimes I might see something that I did not touch or I did not move, and I automatically know that it was my father. My father loves to go into my room because I have a lot of interesting shit in my room.
You're one of those weird kids.
I collect a lot of shit.
A lot of shit.
So every time he goes in, there's like a museum for him. He's just like, wow, what is this? Just touching everything and moving everything. So I always know when someone's in my room.
That's great.
Or if my sister goes in to like look for a snack, Because I always hide something like
in your room.
Yeah, I always have like a bar, like a protein bar, or some something pretzels in the cabinet.
Something that not to leave your room.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah,
you know what was my trick too? My sister always wanted to watch TV in my room.
Really?
Because my room was black. I painted the whole thing black. So like you would sleep, you would sleep crazy, man. Like you would literally, you would not know, you go in there on a Friday, you don't know if it's Monday.
If you
all my boys, they always
cover the windows, you would never know when it's day.
Yeah, all my boys, because I used to have like headaches, and that helped me sleep better. Yeah, too bright, like it was crazy.
I've always wanted to do that. Paint my room black or gray, black and gray.
Yeah.
A certain shade of gray. Yeah. Like a light gray.
Gray, like, you know,
not prison gray. Not prison gray.
So she always wanted to watch TV there. When I was not there when I was playing baseball, whatever, she wanted to sneak up and just like sneak inside the room and stay there. Like, you know, and you know what's funny? I remember watching TV with her friends and they're like, yeah, this is my room. Like, you know, she would make believe that was her room because her room was a storm.
Wow.
So like, you know, it's a good presentation, you know? So, you know what I did? How I knew that she was there watching TV too, because I leave my TV, never turn off the cable box. So the TV was off, but I knew what channel I left. And growing up, what was that one channel? ESPN.
Yeah.
So when I knew that show was in Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network, whatever.
Yeah, she was here. Yeah, I know. She
was... Or Canal 41, my mom was there.
Your mom would go into your room too?
Hell yeah. I'm telling you, she hated when I painted that in black. Then, she would stay there for, she would
What color
there.
Was the rest of the house?
The living room was like a yellowish.
Yellowish?
Mm-hmm. It was like one of those ambulos yellow.
Yeah.
It was nice.
A very light, yellow.
It was all right. Like, it's a typical apartment in the Heights, Washington Heights.
Yeah.
Yeah, Washington Heights. and my sister's room was purple and pink. She went Power Ranger on that.
Purple and pink.
Yeah.
One wall purple, another wall pink.
Yeah. And then the kitchen and everything else was white. Like, the living room was one color, her room was one color, my mom's room was white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was good. It was nice. Yeah,
my apartment, the living room is two different colors. It's like a burnt orange, and then burnt red.
The orange was popular. Everybody.
Yeah.
That was like expensive look. Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
Expensive look.
I think that's what she was going for.
I hated those couch that were like fabric and then they were like flowers all over them, remember? And then they had
We had that.
And then they leave those plastic on top so like, you know, they can last longer.
That reminds me of my grandmother's house.
I hated that thing.
She would never take those plastics off.
Oh, I hated it.
My mom had that same couch, the one you're talking about, the flowers all over it. But this one was like a green with orange and red. It looked like fall, you know? It looked like fall.
Yo.
Like the season. It was a pretty ugly couch. And it had this white stain. I don't know what the stain is from, but it was like this huge white stain on the part where you lay your arm.
Right.
Where you rest your arm, and it was a hideous couch, but we got rid of it. We actually shipped it to Dominican Republic to do this thing they call in Spanish forrarlo.
Right, it's like a cover.
To remove
the old
fabric and put a completely new one. Like
it's like it's like a cover. Just that they're just gonna remove the original.
Basically, they remove the original fabric, they put new padding, so it's a different shape.
So
they completely remodeled it.
What was that show? hook up my ride.
Hook up, and basically. Hook up the couch. Hook up the couch. Pimp my couch.
Pimp my couch. Oh, God.
But yeah, they completely changed it, man. Now it looks like it's a cool looking couch. Now it's gray. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, Juan, we have about 5 minutes into your lunch.
Wow, I mean, look, it's 30 minutes.
It's 30 minutes on the... Oh, that's nice, bro.
I think that should be, like, the time.
It's the average, right?
The average time that we do our podcast.
Well, my peeps, it's about to, you know, break. The break is about to be over, literally.
Yeah.
The break, the podcast, and the break.
You gotta get back to work, man.
Our break, you know.
Yeah, because we're actually at work. We gotta stop this.
So, yeah, so let us know what you think. Again, you know, this is our first podcast. Looking forward to do a lot of
things. Give us some feedback.
Feedback, negative, good, we'll
appreciate
bad,
it.
Middle, it doesn't matter. Improvement's always important.
Just let us know how we're doing.
What should we change? What should be the podcast about?
Yeah.
Break the, what you think about the name or any other name. So, I guess, you know, we see you tomorrow, some other time. This is One in a Million. Peace.
And 1, 2, 3. See you guys later.
So wait.
Wait.
One in a million. Peace. 1, 2, 3. Out.
Okay. Do it again.
So this is One in a Million. Peace.
And 1, 2, 3. Out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.